This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that China and Russia both posed urgent military and technological threats to NATO. Speaking in Brussels after talks with NATO foreign ministers, Blinken said both Russia and China are adding to their military might in dangerous ways.
Beijing's military ambitions are growing by the year. Coupled with the realities of modern technology, the challenges that once seemed half a world away are no longer remote. We also see this in the new military capabilities and strategies Russia has developed to challenge our alliances and undermine the rules-based order that ensures our collective security.
The Secretary of State said President Joe Biden's administration is fully committed to NATO, adding now was a time when alliances were needed maybe more than ever. Facebook says hackers in China used fake accounts and imposter websites in a bid to break into the phones of Uyghur Muslims. The tech company said Wednesday that it had uncovered the covert, sophisticated hacking operation as part of its routine security work. It says the hackers created fake Facebook accounts and fake websites with apps intended to appeal to a Uyghur audience. The accounts and sites contained malicious links that would infect the victim's computer or smartphone with spyware. In all, fewer than 500 people were targeted among the Uyghur community in China, as well as in countries including the United States. Facebook linked the hackers to two Chinese tech firms. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow was off 0.01%, the S&P dropped 0.55%, the Nasdaq shed 2.01%. This is VOA News. South Korea says North Korea has fired a projectile into the sea. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
According to the South Korea Joint Chiefs of Staff, there's been another launch by North Korea. In a statement, the South Korean military says the North fired at least one unidentified projectile into its eastern waters. The launch was the second in less than a week by North Korea. U.S. and South Korean officials said earlier that the North fired short-range weapons presumed to be cruise missiles into its western sea over the weekend. So far, North Korea has declined Biden administration efforts to reach out. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the immigration challenge at the U.S. southern border. Speaking Wednesday, the vice president said she knows a lot of work is ahead of her.
Needless to say, the work will not be easy, but it is important work. It is work that we demand and the people of our countries, I believe, need to help stem the tide that we have seen.
Biden, in delegating the matter to Harris, is seeking to replicate a dynamic that played out when he served as Barack Obama's vice president. President Obama turned to Biden early in his first term to lead the White House effort to draw down U.S. troops in the intractable war in Iraq. With the move, Biden hopes to show he's taking the situation seriously after facing stiff criticism from Republicans as the flow of migrants has increased since he took office in January. Pope Francis has issued pay cuts for cardinals and others at the Vatican. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Francis is cutting salaries for cardinals, priests, and nuns who work at the Vatican by as much as 10%. Francis says the belt tightening is necessary to save jobs as the pandemic has severely reduced revenues. Bans on tourism by many countries and other pandemic restrictions have severely reduced revenues at the Vatican museums, which include the Sistine Chapel, a perennial moneymaker for the Holy See. The museums are currently closed and will stay closed at least through the upcoming Holy Week, which normally draws many tourists. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Kenya on Wednesday ordered the closure of two sprawling camps that host hundreds of thousands of refugees from neighboring Somalia and gave the UN Refugee Agency just 2 weeks to present a plan to do so. The Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps in northern Kenya together host more than 410,000 people. Kenya's move comes as relations with Somalia worsen after Mogadishu cut diplomatic ties with Nairobi last December, accusing it of interfering in its internal affairs. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.